এইমাত্র দেয়া।
Dr. Thomas,
that's author, father, Thomas.
So moon has something in it which excites our lust, our tendency for enjoying this world. Come. With request to send back here moon for mundane pleasure. When dissatisfied pleasure makes us crazy, mad. Perplexed, puzzled, only dissatisfaction of the sense pleasure. Yeah. That is because of anomaly of the derangement of the brain. So moon has got some connection with madness. It causes excitement, but no arrangement for satisfaction. Then it will be mad.
So how to, Maharaj, how to become free from this lust?
That is the same question repeated. Only way sadhu sangha and the shastra sangha. Whatever little free will we spared, we have to utilize that capital. With the help of that, we have to associate with the sadhu, with the saint, and with the scripture. The least freedom that is spared, still remaining. To utilize that. But that will help us a great deal. But still, if we ask how we can utilize us, then we shall say, we are not free wholesale, we are slave to so many mental tendencies. But still, whatever little freedom we have got, we should try our best to utilize it in the company, in the association of the sadhu and reading the scriptures. That is also the production of the saints, sadhu. No other way. Positive association can help us to get out of the negative tendency. This is scientific. Only anyhow, I am fainted. Whenever little awakenment, the consciousness awakes in me, I shall try my best to keep me towards those that loves me. That are those that are interested in my present existence. Whenever I have accident, I am fainted, unconscious. Whenever consciousness little awakens in me, that may be utilized, oh, take me to my home, it is, the address is there. And they may carry me my body to there, and they are careful about my body, my parents, my wife, children, and they will take care on my behalf. So whatever little awakening of freedom remaining in me, I shall try to take me to the sadhu, and they know the value of the spiritual life, and they will nurture as their own friend. How to help this patient to be cured from the disease? The sadhu will say, he is my friend, and he is under disease, and when he has come to me, it is my duty to cure him from the disease of exploiting mentality. That is the main disease. And the another disease, the mentality of renunciation, total. And not to participate in the sweet, substantial existence in connection with the Supreme Lord. These are the two diseases, the exploiting tendency and the renouncing tendency. And the health and the nature proper is in service of the Lord, of the center, of the absolute good, to remain always in connection with the absolute good and to do what we direction we get from the center, my Lord, my guardian, to be faithful servant of the Lord, and thereby I can thrive most. I can gain most by that sort of utilization of my energy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. Nidai, Nidai. Sudha Krishna, who is you are? Who is Sudha Krishna? Hey. Sudha means nectar, sweet Krishna, Anukul Krishna. Krishna is also enemy to certain, to the demon. The demon see him as enemy, and the servant see him as sweet, Sudha Krishna. The Krishna is nectar to whom? Sudha Krishna. Sudha means nectar. Krishna is nectar-like sweet to his servitor, his servants. Friends. Consorts. Parents. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes?
If there is no enjoyment for the servitors in the spiritual world, how does our propensity for enjoyment fit in?
What does he say? What enjoyment, what is it?
If there is no enjoyment for the servitors in the spiritual world, how is our enjoyment propensity?
The enjoyment, that is also enjoyment, kintu, but of different nature, that is enjoyment proper, not exploitation. We can rob and have enjoyment, and by giving we also can have enjoyment. Different type. The highest type of enjoyment is in giving us not to a dacoit or to a thief or to a rogue. That is the highest good. The absolute good. To give ourselves to the absolute good. That is the highest enjoyment. If we want to use the word enjoyment as satisfaction, so by giving us finished, wholesale giving to the absolute good, we can get greatest enjoyment, if you say so, happiness or ecstasy. That higher enjoyment is not by enjoyment, that is rather have some bad connection with the worldly thing, that is happiness, satisfaction, ecstasy, these are the words used for that feeling. Anyhow, the highest form of satisfaction within us, we can find only, we can give us, finish us in the service of the Lord. Just as the sandal, when it is rubbed, it makes sweet scent. When the gold is put into the fire, impurity in the gold, there is some alloy, it is being analyzed and become beautiful. Chandanas charugandham, chindam chindam, and the sugar candy, if it is pressed, it gives sweet taste. So, by giving us to the absolute good, absolute anandam, in return we can feel the highest form of ecstasy in quality. He is so beautiful that to give to him our this mean self, we can get whatever we can get in return, we become the most rich and wealthy in the wealth of our own heart. Die to live. God, and you will find that you are living in the highest and most desirable way. Everything for him. We are not for ourselves. We are for him. That is the nature, that is the health. And we are to accept that. We have to enter into that harmonizing system. Now we are dislocated and we suffer from separate interest. From the idea of separate interest, we are coming into clash and we suffer. But when we come in the harmony of the whole, whose center is the absolute good, then we will live in our best interest. Best interest. Die to live. Apparently we'll have to give everything, but really in your soul you will find you are enriched. You are enriched. You are being enriched. Apparently giving, but really internally you will be enriched. Die to live. Apparently we shall have to die, but really we shall feel that from the innermost standpoint we are being much enriched. More life, more satisfaction we are feeling, experiencing. That is the thing. United we stand, and divided we fall. Is it not?
Yes.
That is the real unity when we come in consonance, in harmony with that highest center. Everything is for himself. Everything is for himself. With this best consciousness, we shall march towards him and we shall experience more the atmosphere, more and more congenial to our soul. our inner existence. At the cost of our external enjoyment. And external and gross enjoyment, which has got bad reaction also. Hare Krishna. Am I clear to your question?
Yes. Yes.
Die to live. This Hegel theory, which contributes much to our common sense to understand what is service. What is service proper? Apparently we are to die. Our mental system would be dissolved totally. And the soul will awaken with its pristine glory. And that's right. Wonderful sight we shall find around us, all blissful. We are suffering in the desert heat, and we shall be taken into some cold land from the desert. And not to the freezing point, then again we shall die. Freezing point, there is ice, too much cold, not that. Just as we can bear, higher we can flourish to that degree of temperament.
Some devotees have different tendencies. Some like to preach and propagate in a very big way, and some like to in a more small way. So how can we understand that both these are pleasing?
According to his capacity, one can take more food and digest and may be strong. It may be useful for him, a large quantity of food, but another man cannot do so. If he imitates that man, he will be lost, he will be attacked with. According to his own capacity, he will engage himself in the service. One can manage a kingdom. Another cannot manage his family. So who can't manage his family, if he goes to manage the kingdom, he will be lost totally. According to one's personal capacity, one should engage himself in that sort of service.
Sometimes we feel that Krishna can empower anyone to do anything.
When he does, it is all right. Mukam karoti vajanam pangum langhayate. When he comes within, that is shakti, his potency, comes within to do, he can do. Otherwise, he may be lost by Mohammed. He is carried by ambition. He goes to imitate that man. He will be lost. Yukta vairagya. We must try to adjust us with the environment according to our own capacity. Kanishtha adhikari, Madhyama adhikari, Uttama adhikari. There are three classes and they do accordingly. One should not jump attracted by the ambition. He should not jump from one class to another class. Then he will be loser. From his own position, he will try his best according to the Shastra, according to the advice of the Sadhu, he will move. Otherwise, if he wants to amass gold and to mix freely with the ladies, if he has got no such tanana, stamina, self-control, he would be doomed. He would be purchased by the gold and some other temptation. A name and a fame is maybe lost. But he has got that sort of realization that no temptation of this world will affect him. He can handle them and take them to engage them in the service of the Lord. But if he going to imitate another higher saint, he goes to mix with all these temptations, he may be lost, he may be buried, his whole life may be spoiled. No imitation. But according to one's own position, he would try. Sincere to his own self, he would try. No imitation. No ambition. Ambition only be that I want to be high. I want to raise myself to the higher level. That is well and good. But not by jumping, but systematic, step by step, we shall try. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj?
Yes.
I understand that that because we are here in the material world, it is because we at one time we were in the spiritual world. We were in the spiritual world at one time, but we have chosen to come to this place, to the material world. So, if we again attain the spiritual world, if somehow we become pure, if somehow we become devotees, then is it possible that we can fall again from grace, that we can lose our position in the spiritual world?
Not clearly, I understand you. Is it your question that we are in the spiritual realm, and how did we fall from there?
Yes.
And if I again attain that place, what will be the guarantee that again we shall not?
Yes, Maharaj, that is my question.
Is it?
Yes.
So we are supposed that we have got our birth in the marginal plane with the adaptability of both the sides. This is tatastha. Krishna tatastha shakti vidarhi prakash. The jiva is born in the marginal plane. Those that in the higher plane, they are eternally there. They will come here as Bhagavan himself comes, he sends his own agents here. That is separate. And the ordinary jiva, his birthplace is the marginal position between that spiritual and this material. mundane, the marginal. That is also infinite. A line is infinite, a plane is infinite. So that marginal plane infinite, so many, that is okshara, kharasvadvani bhutani, the mundane side that is moving, that is khara, khara, which is moving. Okshara, which is like static. What the Shankara school takes to be the highest position, no further, that is Brahmaloka. So jiva, the soil from where the jiva coming this side, that is Brahmaloka, Brahma-jyoti, not Vaikuntha-goloka, neither this mundane up to Satya-loka. Viraja and Brahmaloka. Brahmaloka is Brahma-jyoti, non-differentiated, so many infinite number of atoms are there. They are all points of consciousness. They come here and with the help of the dark side agents, they are taken. They have got two kinds of adaptability with their, that is their birth symptom. They can come this side, they can come, those can go to that side. With the help of the sadhus, they can enter that domain. And with the influence of maya, intoxication, they come this side in the mundane world and suffer. Viraya Brahmalok Bhedi Parabhom Pahai, that is higher soil. And the reborn from the marginal soil, the buffer state.
But I was wondering, the way I understood it, the way I formally understood was that every soul, every jiva, at one time had a relationship with Krishna.
Relationship, adaptability with the relationship of Krishna. That is, within, the possibility is there. And not that thing. If that thing, that can never be attracted or that may never be dissipated. That is eternal. That is eternal. That is not to be lost. So, Krishna tatastha shakti bhedabhed prakar. The jiva plane, where from the jiva are springing, coming, tatastha shakti. Not sarup shakti, neither maya shakti. Neither in-carrying nor out-carrying, but the margin. Neither water, nor earth. Just the thought means just close to the water, the bank portion. Something clay thing. Tatastha shakti, bhedabhed prakash, both common and different. Something common, something different, in the crudest form in him, a point, a peculiar position of jiva. So, they have come to suffer in the mundane, under the influence of maya and science. And by the help of science, he can go up and be accommodated, hopefully, in this eternal service, very satisfactory to his inner nature. Hare Krishna. No. Nidai Gaur, Hare Gaur, Nidai Gaur, Hare Gaur. Imagination is a little thing. It is more than imagination. Imagination cannot enter there. More unknowable than imagination. Imagination in the mental plane and drawn from this mundane world. our mind, what is mind? Some corresponding thoughts and ideas drawn from this mundane world, that is mind. And imagination also plays with these mundane things within us. That is far more wonderful. Very, very wonderful, that cannot be conceived from here. Only like lightning, sometimes it may seem to have a touch within me and then fly away. But captured by that charm, that lightning touch, we want to make journey towards that land of lightning. Because we generally, by our intelligence, we can think that while we are living, this is undesirable. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi, the disease, the death, the infirmity, and the birth in the mother's womb, all these things, this makes our mundane life as hateful. Normal thing. This is a mean form of life. And our aspiration for higher and superior form of life can attract me to go there and live happily. And the soul can live, the higher aspect of us, the soul, the intelligence, the soul. This body is mundane, mind is little better, with more freedom. And the intelligence, the judgment faculty that comes from higher type. And then the light which makes all these things considerable. That if we can think out, we can have, that is the highest thing ever conceived in this mundane world. And that will be the lowest, and we shall to go higher, making that plane, that soul may be taken, that mind, that self can be taken into the higher side. A man may enjoy the association of the drunkard. He is healed up of that mental disease. He may enjoy the association with some higher personage, that is better than enjoying habit with the drunkards and dacoits and this. He can distinguish, differentiate good and bad within this. But sometimes so much deeply increased in wine and this decorating and the thieving, he thinks, no, this is good. This is good. I am getting much pleasure here. Why that scientist or that civilized man or the patrons there, what they are enjoying? This is real enjoyment. You may think. So our judgment may give the distinction of this lower drunkard life and the higher life of a patriot. Also in this way we can differentiate the life here amongst these mortal elements, the life, the eternal substance, which is free from all death and the clash between them. The competition there also, to sacrifice, to give facility to the other. When we get on the train compartment, there may be competition who will enter first. But the competition may be, no, you go first. You, old man, you go first. You ready, you go first, I shall go last, enter the compartment. the competition, happy competition, and the brutal competition, using everyone pushing that I shall enter into the company. Something like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Nidai Gaudhari, Nidai Gaudhari, Nidai Gaudhari, Nidai Gaudhari. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Nidai Gaudhari. Today I shall take leave now and take bath and prepare myself for some initiation. Few minutes more I can attend.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
Can we all get there?
Yes. All get there. Just in that addition to that.
Can we all attain the goal?
Infinity is such, but gradation according to the capacity. Santo, Dasyo, Sokho, Vatsalya, Madhura, in this way the hierarchy is there. Some clerk, some officer, some confidential officer, in this way the gradation is there. And there is higher hierarchy. The friendly circle, they will have to work under the direction of Shubal Siddham, etc. They are eternal leaders in that rasa. In the field, they are also Nanda Yashoda permanent, and we may work under them. In this way, in Madhur Rasa also, there is the selected group, and we have to be located in some form of service. So many services are there. The bed service, the garland service, the food service. So many services. So, according to my inner test, I should be grouped there in a particular section. And I'll get my duty. And anyhow, I shall get my best satisfaction as much as I as may be contained in my heart, fulfilled. And sometimes also, like hunger, separation, both separation and union. Union, separation will purify, prepare us for more relishing the food. Then union. In this way, so many arrangements there. Gaudhari, 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 Nidai, Gaudhari, Nidai, Gaudhari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Ram. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Heart's transaction gets the more facility, more flow than the brain. Bhakti comes from heart. Heart is greater person than brain there. Ruchi, taste. That is thought to be the most sweet thing. In Vrindavan. In Vaikuntha, of course, the position of brain is working somewhat. But Vrindavan, reflex action automatically, inspiration is working. gold, holy gold. So today I stop here.
I want to know in general, how can we please you?
How?
How can we please you?
Please me?
Yes.
What I am for, if you do that, Krishna is for himself, and we are for him. And when also you will take the same line for which we are using our energy or trying to use our energy whole self, you will join that. You will be pleased.
If we please him, Krishna.
What I am to do, I like that others will also follow.
Oh, I see.
My life is meant to do for him, to do for Krishna. And I should like naturally the others will follow the same route. That is natural, everyone. And what I want to do, Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam, what Sri Chaitanya Dev wanted to do, and in accordance to that, what my Gurudev wanted to do, I also like to work to do that. And I also like that others will follow the same path. Same path I am going, and the direction my Gurudev to Radha Krishna consciousness. To reach the domain where Radha Rani is serving our most beloved Lord Krishna, that we consider to be our highest goal. And any day, any time in this endless infinite time, we want to reach that goal, the highest idea. Our only aim of life. We consider that everyone should accept it as their sammam bonam, the highest goal of life. Rasaraj Mahabhav, the ecstasy personified and the appreciator and the servitor of that ecstasy in its highest conception.